You can, if you can do rings, you can also do tubes. You can do quantum mechanics, just confine electrons to a tube. And when you do that, you get another term in the Schrodinger equation. And the realization of a tube would be like a carbon nanotube. So carbon nanotubes have solutions where the electrons are free to go around the tube, and they also can travel along the tube. And its first approximation is that you just have electrons trapped through a tube like this. And the solutions to the Schrodinger equation, in this case, look like this. And the n equals zero solution corresponds to the electrons having no angular momentum around the tube. So that means the wave function is just constant around the tube. But the n equals one and plus and minus solutions correspond to electrons having an angular momentum around the tube. So the wave function will go plus, minus, plus as you go around. And it can go around either this way or that way. And that's what the plus and minus comes from. N equals two would be wave function solutions where it goes plus, minus, plus, minus, plus as it goes around the wave function. And that corresponds to a higher angular momentum around the tube like this. It can either go around one way or the other way, and that's where the plus or minus two goes. So this is what these solutions look like. And then there are also, this is the wave number of the waves going along the length of the tube. And so wave number k is 2 pi over the wave length. And you can see in the exponent there, if x is got units of meters, that k must have units of 1 over meters, because the quantity in the exponent can't have any dimensions. So that's this k. And so if you have k is 2 pi over the wavelength, the first one has a wavelength of the total length. That's the first solution. And the second one has a wavelength that's half the length of the tube. Right? So 2 pi over wavelength, if this is 2 pi over wavelength, then the wavelength is half of the tube. And these are the solutions along the tube. And it turns out that you also get a 4n plus 2 rule for tubes. So in carbon nanotubes, there are tubes that are stable with this 4n plus 2, and then there are tubes that are less stable because of that. It doesn't have the stability of the tubes that satisfy this 4n plus 2 rule. Okay, I better stop here, and we're going to go on a little bit more with looking at different molecules. The next ones I want to look at are linear chains. There's some general rules about linear molecules I can explain.